This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. It's the Wednesday morning edition, and I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget the all-new website for the radio show, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Well, joining us right now, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to go right to the phone. We've got a very patient caller that's been on the line. I don't know his name, but I know he's calling from Salt Lake City. Good morning, Salt Lake City. Now, what was your name again?
My name is Steve DeBolt. D-E-B-O-L-T.
Hi, Steve. What can we do for you?
Well, I just want to thank you guys for being on the air. I have a good conservative friend that told you about me, and he sleeps in his car, and he listens to your show all night long.
Wow.
When he's 7, and he's a chiropractor, and maybe he's listening right now. So, anyway, my late great-uncle is buried in Dunedin. He worked down there during World War II.
Yep.
For Don Yodling out of Brooklyn. And Uncle Earl helped co-invent a landing craft called the Alligator.
Yeah.
It was the first landing craft in the United States Marine Corps until the
Higgins-Bell
cable. And one time my dad showed me a photograph of his house and said, "What do you notice about that?" And I didn't know. He said, "The pipes from the outside of the house, the plumbing." He couldn't get away with that where we're from, Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Okay, well, you're in Utah. I want to ask you about Mitt Romney. Are you pleased with what Mitt Romney's been doing so far?
No. I'm a conservative Republican. My dad was Republican, and my mom was a Democrat. But I remember asking Mom, how could Dad be a Republican? And that eventually, by the time I graduated from high school, I voted for Gerry Ford.
All right.
In 1970. Anyway, but I'm not impressed with Mitt Romney, and I'm glad at least that he is willing to not get in the way of our great President Donald John Trump.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Steve. I appreciate the call, and thanks for listening over there in Salt Lake. Well, Denise, I had to ask him about Romney because, after all, he was from Utah, right?
Yeah. I mean, we have lots of reasons to be angry with Romney. But if you, in some fairness, he hasn't really done anything to hurt Trump. He's only hurt himself. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. That vote and impeachment deal, that'll never be forgotten.
It
didn't hurt.
It
didn't hurt, though.
It didn't hurt.
Nope.
See what I'm saying?
Yep. Yeah. Okay, well, let's move along. We have a little situation down here in Florida, thanks to Michael Bloomberg, former mayor of New York, where he apparently has raised $16 million to help some 32,000 convicted felons down here in Florida pay off their debt, their court costs and whatnot, so they can vote. Now, apparently all of these convicted felons are Democrats, black and Latino, and it may have violated Florida.
From Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my flagship station here in Tampa, Florida, as well as from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America.
In the state of Florida and or federal, I have no idea. But it's only for Democrats. And so it looked like it was a stipulation.
Mm-hmm.
And well, that I think that part's important because it's essentially $16 million to buy votes.
Yeah, and that's the violation right there by going after specifically Democrats. Had they done as many Republicans as they did Democrats, there'd be no violation, and that's my understanding of it.
I have no idea, but I do know that Congressman Gates. I was kind of in a little bit of a conversation with him yesterday on this when he brought it up on Parler, and so we'll see where it goes.
Alrighty, hold that thought, folks. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back more with Denise Simon and the Bloomberg memo. There's a memo about this. The Bloomberg memo by itself is illegal because it states the reason why they're paying off the black felons' debt. Man, oh, man, oh, man. You talk about stepping in it. Way to go, Mike Bloomberg. I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain Matt Bruce.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This segment of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, is brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, let me tell you about Balance of Nature. It works for me, and it'll work for you. It's a product, a wellness product, the fruits and veggie capsules that I take, and I don't know anybody that really eats enough of the right kind of foods, and I know that you're probably not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either. This is one way to do it. And if you need a little bit more pep in your step, it'll do that for you too. So, I got a heck of a deal for you. For a limited time, you can save 35% on your order at Balance of Nature. Just go to their website, balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT. And that's result, R-E-S-U-L-T. Or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Remember, to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code result, balanceofnature.com, the place to go. All right, back to Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Officially yesterday, we got the word that the death toll from the coronavirus in the United States hit 200,000, not 200 million. Way to go, Joe. So, and that's, you know, it's still up there, but it could have been worse. It could have been a lot worse.
Well, let's hold on to it, because I think that 200,000 number came from Harvard.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what I saw yesterday. Now, you know, not to minimize, you know, the loss of life, because I'm not doing that at all.
Right.
But let's also remember the death certificates and the cause of, and what was listed as a cause of death
mm-hmm.
has been questionable.
Mm-hmm.
So in all fairness, I mean, somebody could have died of pulmonary disease that also had COVID. But then they're saying that they died of COVID and had pulmonary disease. So I remember, they were like throwing in all kinds of, COVID as a cause of death when it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, I don't want to minimize the fact that we are at 200,000, but I would like to see that number quantified and qualified.
Yeah, okay, well, I'm with you on that one. Now, we know the first presidential debate is going to be hosted by Fox, and we know the moderator is going to be Chris Wallace, right?
Right.
Yesterday, we got the topics for the first Trump-Biden debate, and it's kind of softballing it because it's not exactly what I think I might have been asking. But anyway, the three categories were the Supreme Court, the COVID-19 pandemic, and race, as in racial race.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think about that? And by the way, this is with the moderator that we've got.
What do you mean, Chris Wallace?
Yeah, because a lot of people are going, what the hell is he doing being the moderator?
Well, they kind of apply and get chosen, and so he's the first one.
And the campaigns have to agree on the moderator, I believe.
That's absolutely correct.
Yep, okay.
Now, those three issues are the issues of the day. I wouldn't call them softball issues.
Mm-hmm.
They are the issues of the day when it comes to, the Supreme Court and obviously the pandemic. I'm very anxious for the questions on the pandemic because everything that Biden says he would do is exactly what Trump has already done.
Correct.
And anything else that, people would have wanted Trump to do or think that Trump should have done,
mm-hmm.
he can't do because we are in a federalist system. He mm-hmm. cannot mandate that these governors do A, B, C, and D. I mean, there's a 10th Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got some failures, somebody really needs to look to see if those were a governor's decision and or even mayor's decision.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it could be very interesting when he gets to the point of the racial issues
mm-hmm.
because of all the things that we have since found out about Black Lives Matter and
yep.
their Marxist manifestos
yep.
and the money they take, that it's an international organization and the money that they have coordinated with Chinese organizations.
Right.
So it could be very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that those three items are there has a chance. I think that was put out there for the benefit of Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
So he can kind of get his act together and not for Trump.
And have an earpiece in his ear and have somebody give him the question he answers, right?
No, he can't do that. I know.
I'm just saying that. All right. Well, the Trump administration yesterday asked the Supreme Court to let the president exclude illegal immigrants from the census count.
Okay. Yep.
There was another court somewhere along the line that said that they had to be included.
Well, here's what's, and it's already happening, but the problem is it's going to be happening in a worse way, and that is if you have a particular district that's had a huge influx of immigrants, legal or illegal or otherwise,
mm-hmm.
the census would, if they're counted, then they would necessarily get their own congressperson. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And some of that's already happened. So illegals have representation in Congress, which is really an outrage. So therein lie, and not only that, but then certain funds from the federal government go to these districts and so forth and so on. So that is the basis of the argument.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if we have the very best Solicitor General that can argue before the Supreme Court, but I do, in fact, agree with the notion that just because, you have one particular voting block that has grown from 200,000 to 800,000, and the reason is because of illegals or immigrants that may be here on green cards and whatever else, then, you know, they have representation, and we're not sure that that should necessarily be the case.
Now, did you hear about Louisville? Last night they went under a complete lockdown in downtown Louisville. Nobody in unless they live there. Nobody in there unless they work there. Obviously, they're ready for a decision, which they think can come at any time, about the Breonna Taylor case and whether or not they're going to charge the police. And I think they're getting ready for what they think is going to be a full-scale riot there.
As well they should. And that is what... you know, government officials should be doing, including law enforcement. You forecast a problem and you prepare for it instead of having things look like Minneapolis.
Yeah. By the way, did you catch Kayleigh McEnany yesterday when she literally... Yeah, exactly.
It gets really kind of tiresome when they take things out of context and they don't read the whole quote, which is, it's a disease over there at CNN. And because they have such a pattern of doing that, that's why she is so prepared for Acosta in doing, you know, partial statements and not, you know, the whole quote or taking things out of context. So I think that she's got a team over there at the White House
that just
works for nothing about except on CNN
and she's got
what
that,
they may or may not do.
And she's got that three-ring binder with everything kind of color-coded in there. And
yeah, well, they all do that.
Yeah, she'll
they
flip it right open and boom, she's right there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, they do that at the State Department. They do all that.
Okay, now, now you haven't really had any problems with Facebook, right?
No, but I'm very cautious.
Well, Facebook has vowed to restrict users if the election becomes chaotic. That's their statement, word for word. What do you suppose that means?
I have no idea. I did see that yesterday. You know, the way people put some stuff out, you're going to get challenged. So you have to kind of almost do it in a certain way that Facebook and Twitter don't challenge you.
Okay, and real quick, finally, President Trump personally called both the L.A. deputies who were seriously wounded in the ambush.
Yes.
To date, no Joe Biden, no Kamala Harris. I'll talk to you tonight. Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, check out all the great articles she writes. By the way, Sean, you were wrong. You were wrong. You can call me and I'll tell you why. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go nowhere, no how.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
200,000 people in the United States have now died from the coronavirus, according to Johns Hopkins University. At the White House, Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says the president has tried to stop the virus.
You've seen the fatality rate that has fallen 85% since April, and the fact that only 1.5% of emergency room visits are now people sick with COVID is a real testament to the hard work done by the task force and President Trump.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi feels the president could have done more.
This was preventable. Not all of it, but much of it. and what could be lost in the future is preventable too, if we embrace science. Science instead of politics.
The United States has less than 5% of the world's population, but more than 20% of the reported deaths. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It is time for our Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where you can attend. I'm going to tell you where they're at here after we let them tell you about themselves. And, oh, by the way, give them a call at 800-659-2080. 800-659-2080.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-
Academy has two campuses to serve you. One is in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston, and the other one is down here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, on the other side of Tampa Bay. I'm over here in Tampa on the east side, and they're over there on the west side in Clearwater. So you can check them out online by going to naa.edu, or what I would strongly suggest is you give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take a tour of one of their two locations, whichever one's closest to you that you want to go take a look at. Ask to take the tour. Again, the phone number is 800-659-2080. Tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did, and you're going to find out what I know, and that is that they're one of the greatest places for you to get a career that you'll never look back on. Now, on a California tour, our Pentagon chief scrutinized the Navy influx in a warship gutted by fire.
The amphibious warship USS Bonhomme Richard sits charred in a shipyard at a pier in San Diego's picturesque bay 2 months after the fire turned the vessel into a towering inferno. Now, Navy officials still say they have no clue of when or whether or not it will ever sail again. And Defense Secretary Mark Esper will have to make that decision along with the Secretary of the Navy eventually. By the way, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who had advocated for military women during her career, will be buried at Arlington National Cemetery, according to the Supreme Court. And as the Navy continues to struggle with getting its ships out of the public yards on schedule, the commanding officer of the Norfolk Navy Shipyard was fired over such problems. By the way, House Democrats have filed a stopgap spending measure to avoid a government shutdown to keep the Department of Defense and other federal agencies operating through December 11th. We told you about that in the last hour. And Keesler Air Force Base in Mississippi will welcome its final basic military training flight of 2020 in the last week of September, with graduation slated on or before Thanksgiving, according to 2nd Air Force Commander Major General Andrea D. Tulos. Keesler is going away for now. By the way, Adam Schiff, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, says the committee, which was scheduled to depose a Department of Homeland Security whistleblower, has delayed that deposition. No explanation. Merely that they've delayed it. So we'll have to wait and find out what that's all about. And the Air Force has been flying B-1s, B-2s, and B-52s all over Europe and Pacific in major bombing missions. The Air Force has flown all three types of bombers in its fleet, demonstrating what they can do and where they can do it for anyone who wanted to pay attention. By the way, efforts to promote democracy and to professionalize African militaries fighting terrorists are facing uncertainty in the Sahel nation of Mali, where an Al-Qaeda-affiliated terrorist group are known to seek haven. We'll see how that works out. And while U.S. forces in the Middle East have not raised their alert status, they are prepared for any aggressive response from Iran to new sanctions ordered by President Donald Trump, according to Defense Secretary Mark Esper. Also, U.S. military forces in the Valiant Shield 2020 exercise in the Pacific Ocean included a simulated Tomahawk cruise missile attack by the USS Antietam. It was over near Guam where they did all of that. And the U.S. Southern Command donated a field hospital capable of housing up to 70 patients to Jamaica to support the island's COVID-19 response. Also, have you seen H.R. McAllister lately? The former national security advisor under Donald Trump. He says the U.S.-backed peace talks in Afghanistan are doomed to end in failure and warned the risk of another 9/11-style attack on America is very, very high. Now, the Arctic is a strategic hotspot right now, but Western allies are still trying to get more intel about what it is they can do up there. The United States and its allies have been chilling out this summer, but experts and officials say something has been missing that prevents them from making the most of their experience. Don't know what that is, but I guess we're all going to find out soon, aren't we? And, of course, with American troops going back into Syria, we sent a mechanized unit back into Syria to protect our allies that are in the region there from the Russians, who apparently have been getting a little bit antsy. We'll see how that works out. By the way, the PFAS contamination has become a military-wide problem, with more than 700 military installations having either confirmed or suspected cases of what we call forever chemicals contamination. And the House Foreign Affairs Committee has dropped a threat of contempt against Secretary of State Mike Pompeo after the State Department turned over 16,000 pages of records related to a Senate investigation of Democrat Joe Biden's son. Now, the Army says that two 22-year-old trainees at Fort Sill, Oklahoma, were promoted to private second class after they stopped a fellow trainee from hanging himself September 3rd, 1 week into basic combat training, post officials said in an Army news release. Wow. An Army Futures Command has been given a green light to the Maneuver Capabilities Development and Integration Directorate to move forward on developing a plan to equip tactical and combat vehicles with electric power. I sure hope they have batteries on the modern battlefield, right? And the U.S. Army is preparing to enter into programs of record for light and medium-class robotic combat vehicles in the next few years, with plans to award separate contracts for a lead systems integrator for each program, according to the service's Robotic Command Vehicles Project Manager. We'll see how that goes. Also, military dependents and retirees may now have to the end of June 2021 to access benefits using ID cards that expired this year thanks to an extension of temporary ID card rules issued in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. It's been hard for people to renew cards. And the Navy last week released a fresh group of records from the investigation into the COVID-19 outbreak aboard the aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt. Also, the decommissioned guided missile frigate Kurtz has been sunk off the coast of Guam during the Valiant Shield exercise. That was the target they were using. And from one of the Navy's soon-to-be newest officers, the path to a commission started with the kids in the Jolly Rogers Patrol of Boy Scout Troop 364 in Virginia Beach, Virginia. And kudos to them, from Boy Scout to Navy officer. By the way, the Advanced Submarine Seawolf has been spotted sailing to the Royal Navy's main base in Scotland just weeks after making an unusually public visit to Norway. That's one of our top secret submarines that a lot of people don't know anything about. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we will have Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, with us. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by our friends at Two Guys Gun Show. Now, they're back and better than ever. Saturday, I will be at Largo at the Midreg Hall at 6340 126th Avenue North in Largo from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. If you want to stop by, say howdy, howdy. I'd be happy to see you, give you some free stuff that I'll have with me, and you take a look at all the guns that they have there, new guns, antique guns, military issue stuff in there as well, fishing poles, bows and arrows, all kinds of camping and things in there too. Something for everybody. So that's the Two Guys Gun and Knife Show at the Midreg Hall at 6340 126th Avenue North in Largo. I'll be there Saturday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Look forward to seeing many of you there. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Did you hear about former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg? As the word got up there lately, as to that he may have violated Florida law by paying off the debt of 32,000 convicted felons so they could vote.
I don't know. That's Florida law. I would think that'd be pretty much law for the entire country. Am I wrong there? I mean, it's, you know, it seems a little bit messed up, no?
It's the way that it was done. First of all, the blacks and Latinos that he paid off the debt, he's raised $16 million for this fund to be used around the country, but he just did it in Florida here. pardon me. The money that was raised went to blacks and Latinos who were all registered Democrats. And, of course, it's obvious, who do you think they might vote for?
Oh, well, yeah. And well, the funny thing is like, again, you think about, who he chose to vote for. I guess there was no white people involved because he was afraid that they were going to vote for Trump.
Well, that's part of it, but there were also no Republicans involved. And here's the deal. That in itself is a violation of Florida law by doing it the way that it was done. Now, our Attorney General, Ashley Moody, is reportedly already on the case, according to Congressman Matt Gaetz, and an investigation is now underway. Now, this could be a Class 3 felony if they find enough information to start charging someone or somebody or several someones.
Well, it's going to be interesting, to say the least, that they're going to allow me to go after Mike Bloomberg.
Yeah,
I don't know,
definitely.
And I'm sure he has a residence down in Florida somewhere as well, so I don't know how that's going to affect him down there. I don't even know if he's a Florida resident. Yeah, I don't know if you know that, if that actually matters.
I don't know, but he's got a place down here, I know that. Now, here's the other thing, Chris. The Bloomberg memo, which is a memo that they actually got their hands on, by itself is illegal because it states the reason why they were paying off black and Latino felons' debt was to vote for Joe Biden. That's actually in writing in the memo. And that in itself violates federal law.
Yeah, again, that's the feds that are involved with that. That's big trouble, no doubt.
And then finally, to add insult to injury, the felons who have had their debt paid off will have to declare it as income and pay income tax on it.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think that they're going to be interested in paying? I highly doubt that. Again, it'll be interesting to see what happens. I'd be nice to get some journalists out there with a camera and a microphone and get in front of some of these guys and actually find out what exactly transpired.
Yeah. And we just found out about it last night, and I found out about it actually yesterday afternoon when I started to get the reports of it coming through my sources, and then Matt Gaetz went on TV last night and blasted it out over the airwaves, so now it's all over the country.
Again, this is most certainly looking like, tampering, without a doubt, and I saw it on the Fox News sites. I know you're not going to see it elsewhere, which is unfortunate, but it's something that needs to get out there.
Yeah, it's on all my different social media pages, but that's, where it is. The captains of the official CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Go over there, you can see it. Republicans and Democrats in Washington are obviously coming up with a continuing resolution to keep the government going until December 11th, late yesterday. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think there's some sort of deal that was struck between Pelosi and Mnuchin. I think there's some extra money in there for some food assistance. I think that's basically it at this point in time.
Well, it was to keep the EBB program going, which by itself is another story I'll get into in a second. But they also had the agricultural aid, the farm aid that was in there that needed to be put in there. And we have found out that some of the richest, largest farms in the country, which happen to be conglomerates, sometimes are made up of a series of family farms or whatnot, got a lot of that farm aid because, again, they know the process. They know how to go about doing it.
Hey, for years, I've been making fun of this. It's nothing new. I said the amount of farm checks that go to Park Avenue addresses is pathetic and sad. And listen, I mean, the way that the rules are written in this country is silly. It really is. I mean, I have 3 acres here on Long Island. If I decide to go out and
plant trees.
I got tons of trees. I live in the woods. If I get a few goats, I can call myself a farm, and then I could get all sorts of, tax rebates and whatnot.
Do you have any Christmas trees? Do you have any Christmas trees?
I've got pine trees. I don't know what would be considered a Christmas tree?
Well, you plant a bunch of Douglas firs or Norway spruce trees out there, you have a Christmas tree farm. Bingo. You got a farm.
I didn't even think about that.
Well, there you go. No charge. No charge.
Yeah, I see. I got to look at myself in the mirror every day, and I can't run a racket like that. That's true.
Well, a lot of people have done it. That's the only reason I know about it.
Yeah.
But anyway, the other thing is the EBB cards. Now, that's what you're talking about. There was more money put in there for that. The mayor of Beverly Hills was on television last night talking about some $3.6 million worth of fraudulent EBB cards that went to people Single family dwellings would get a dozen or 12 or 15 of these cards loaded with money for people that weren't even living there. And there were people in the Philippines that were getting cards. A 95-year-old guy that was unemployed because he was a bricklayer and he couldn't lay bricks, 95 years old in the Philippines, got an EBB card loaded up with money. I mean, this is nuts.
Well, no, it's our government at its best. It's just inefficient. It's too big. It's easy to game the system if you want to, and they don't care. And the government workers don't care. You know, Matt, we're in the right now this week. So your listeners out there, this is the worst week of the year for the American taxpayer. It's the last week in September. The last week in September is when all government agencies must spend all of their money.
Right,
every dime. They've got to go to zero, no matter how it's being spent. Just waste it all, because it's the end of the fiscal year, and they've got to be at zero. There's no incentive to save the taxpayer money. There's no incentive to be efficient. Nope, just spend it all. Mm-hmm. That's how pathetic and sad our government is.
Now, the COVID vaccine verdicts are looming as the next big market risk because disappointing results could further shake markets that have recently grown turbulent on worries over fiscal stimulus delay and uncertainty around the November presidential election. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, I guess so. Again, you know, people, you know, concerned about stimulus. I quite frankly, I think that's a load of bunk. I don't think we need any more stimulus. I think if you want to help out in regards to, extending unemployment at a reasonable level, I get that. I think we'd be better off, again, helping small businesses out, big businesses out, have access to capital to get these businesses that have been shut down opened up. But until we open up the country, I mean, it's, you know, we're just going to be throwing more, you know, money after more money after more money.
Well,
it's just silly.
There's one person that agrees with the statement you just made, and it's Larry Kudlow. He said, and I quote, an economic recovery doesn't need more stimulus.
No, I agree 110%. I think it's patently absurd at this point in time. You want to help people out that want to go out there and get those animal spirits. People don't have them if they're concerned about whether or not there's going to be shutdowns. And we're still continuing to see the scare tactics that you got to be run and be scared and second waves and all this nonsense. That's the thing to be frightened of. I mean, I was a conspiracy theorist or something like that. It's almost like it's planned. It's almost like they want to destroy the economy, certain people, so they can come up with their little socialist dream.
I think you're right. Okay, we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, his website, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go over there, check it out, find out all the different things that he can do.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-96.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.